Hey guys, welcome to a new installment of the On the Trail podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Today it is brought to you by our good friends at Heartland Flags, heartlandflagpoles.com. I'm on it right now. I think I'm going to order me a couple of garden flags. I just trimmed up the old landscaping in the yard on Saturday. You got to get that front yard the best look possible. I think I'm going to go with an Atlanta Braves flag, because my team, they're not going to be good this year, but they're not going to be as terrible as they have been the last couple years. I'm looking at one right now. I think I'm going to pull the trigger on just the simple A, the old garden flag. And then, can you really go wrong with supporting America and getting the American flag out there? The one I have right now is currently tattered, which is disrespectful. So I pulled it down on Saturday, and I'm going to get me a new American flag so I can represent the red, white, and blue all spring and summer. Going to do that, heartlandflagpoles.com. The customer service is perfection, and they've got, I about guarantee you, they have any flag from any sports team that you want. They are the sponsor of today's On the Trail podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Adam Gray is still in Mexico with Mark Charter doing God knows what. Jared Stansberry joins me today, where we will look back at a busy weekend of football recruiting for Iowa State. We will look ahead to this weekend's spring game, where a host of prospects, I believe, will be on campus. Jared, that's his beat, so I'm going to pick his brain on. And then let's start off, Jared, with some basketball recruiting, where I think things start to pick up in the next week.
Yeah.
They always say that once the Final Four is done, that's when, like, the transfer market picks up, and that's when the coaches really start to hit the trail. We need Baby Prohm to come, because I feel like once Baby Prohm is here.
He's late at this point.
Yeah, he's pretty late.
Yeah.
He's significantly late.
Yeah.
So Baby Prohm should be here any minute.
Wow.
I mean.
Did he not get to go to the Final Four then? Because
no, he didn't go to
that.
No. In fact, I asked Coach to come on and do my Mohawk on Sound Off. And he's like, I really want to, but my wife could literally go into labor any second.
That would have made for some great TV if he was halfway done with your Mohawk, and all of a sudden he found out that he was having his baby.
Yeah, and he wanted to, because he wanted to help raise awareness for the charity and all that good stuff. But Baby Prohm, then I think that he's on the. But I know that D. Rob and those guys have all been out. There are not a lot of specifics at this point that we have not already reported at CycloneFanatic.com. The Shakir Justin is the obvious top prospect right now, I feel like, for Iowa State. And then the kid, Daryl Evans, I believe.
Edwards.
Daryl Edwards, the three-point shooter out of Northwest Florida.
Yeah.
Community College. I think he is a top prospect right now for Iowa State. And after that, I don't know. They've got four spots to fill. I think they would take a sit-out transfer at this point, and I think that they want a grad transfer. But I do think that the mindset is changing a little bit around Iowa State with the grad transfers, and only because the pool that they are able to pull from is significantly smaller than it was 5 years ago when Fred started doing this. A lot of the really good grad transfers that can come in and help you win Big 12 games are not going to Iowa State. They're at other programs now. So I think that Iowa State, they're going to be in that market. They want to be in that market. They're heavily going to recruit that market. But I don't think they're going to take a grad transfer just to take a grad transfer.
Well, the difference, when I look at the transfer list compared to last year, there's some way better players that are on this list than – I mean, last year's list was not very good. Like, if you go back and look at the guys that really were in that grad transfer area, there was not that many that really went in and made a big impact on their schools. I mean, Daryl Bowie probably was just as big as just about anybody.
Yeah, looking back at – Bowie was pretty disappointing there for three-fourths of the year, but he didn't he helped them win games down the stretch.
Right.
Important games.
But there's some guys that are – you know, there's a couple 6'11", 7-foot guys that have played Power 5. I mean, a guy from Cal that I think 7'1", and you know, there's some big dudes that are out there that are in the that have played a lot of minutes at the Power 5 level that are going to be in that area. Not that it's saying that Iowa State's going to be in with those guys, but there's definitely going to be some better names to for them to pull from in that pool.
I thought it was interesting that Iowa State essentially, I think it was, I don't know exactly where it came from, but I don't think Iowa State, I think that they kind of pulled their interest on the Lake kid.
Yeah.
From Iowa Western, and he was, what, 6'10", 6'11"?
Something like that.
Listen, you got to have some size. I get it. But I also kind of want to temper expectations for the fans where I don't know. Like, they could very well take a grad transfer who's a shooting guard.
Yeah.
You know? I think everybody's looking for seven-footers right now, and I don't know how realistic that is at this point.
If there was one guy – like, looking at the list of grad transfers, this is like, this might be pie in the sky. If there's one guy that I was like, Iowa State, it would be cool if they got that guy.
The Pitt kid?
No. Well, yeah, him. But
he's legit.
Karem Cantor from Green Bay.
Okay.
It's Enos Cantor's brother. He's 6'9", 250. And he's going to test the waters with the NBA. But then if he doesn't hear what he's going to wants to hear, which he probably won't, he's going to grad transfer. But he averaged like 10 points a game in 17 minutes last year at Green Bay. So I think that guy will be – wherever he ends up, he's going to make an impact for somebody.
Look at – do you have the grad transfer list in front of you?
Yeah.
Who's the kid from New Mexico, the guard? He's really good. Brooks? Is it a Brooks?
Elijah Brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that name.
I was going to see if I could find his stats.
He averaged like 19 a game last year.
Yeah, I remember hearing that he can really fill it up.
He'd be – I mean, he's not the prototypical, like – he's not a big man.
6'4", 200.
Yeah. But he would come in and make an immediate impact, and he could play that style of ball that Steve wants to play specifically with that team.
He was a top 150 recruit.
Yeah.
Coming out of high school.
He's a nice player. I think that he'll probably have bigger offers than Iowa State, but the good thing for Iowa State at this point is, you know, you've made six straight NCAA tournaments, so you can use that. You're not. It's a different Iowa State than it was 6 years ago.
Do you think that plays a role in how – I mean, we were kind of talking about this last night, but Iowa State's 80-1 odds to
win
the national championship.
Do
you think that's the brand as much as anything? Like, is that what makes it that way? Because I think anybody that realistically looks at the roster would not say that.
No, yeah, you're right. I think it's a compliment to Iowa State's basketball brand.
Yeah, I mean,
that's insane.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, that's ridiculous. They were on the same level as like Creighton. I didn't make any sense.
Well. There's a lot of them that don't make sense. I went through that whole list down to the 300-1s.
Yeah.
And it seems pretty crazy. A lot of the stuff on, like, for instance, like Iowa and Nebraska. And you follow Nebraska.
Yeah.
They had the same odds for next year.
See, that would have.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
They're both at 300-1.
I could have seen. Yeah, that doesn't make
any sense.
Neither
one of them are winning the national title.
No, definitely not.
But, like, my point is, I'm just at a comparison. Like, I don't think it's a deal where, like, oh, Vegas knows Iowa State's getting some recruit. I think it's the brand, absolutely.
Well, it's weird to see Iowa State on the same level as Wisconsin, which I don't know. I mean, they have Ethan Happ coming back, as long as he doesn't go to the NBA, I guess. But, I mean, Alabama's got five-star recruits coming in, Colin Sexton. Avery Johnson's a good coach. Notre Dame, I think they've got some guys coming back, and they're all on the 80-1
line.
That doesn't make any sense.
Iowa State is significantly overvalued for next year. Now,
don't waste your money, in other words, on the 80-1.
As I wrote last night on this, if Iowa State secures Shakir Justin in a grad transfer who can come in and help, then let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Not a national title conversation, but let's have a conversation. Bloom is obsessed with Shakir Justin. Bloom thinks if you add him, you're a tournament team.
I can see it. Dude, I was so close to going down to the National Junior College Tournament this year.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm disappointed that I didn't know.
Yeah, because there's a lot of dudes. You got to see those guys go head-to-head.
I know. That would have been a lot of fun.
He's a fun player to watch. I'm skeptical on Edwards. He reminds me of a little bit of a KJ Bluford type a little bit, but we'll see. Except his numbers aren't as good. Like I don't know. I need to see him play.
But you're also the biggest KJ Bluford fan.
I've been told he's a scorer and a competitor. Is how he was described to me.
Bluford was how tall was was KJ Bluford, though?
I don't even remember.
Not very tall.
He
Edwards is 6'4", at least.
Yeah, he's Edwards has body type. You're right.
Yeah.
And I think they like that about him. They need another shooter for next year's team. So if he could come in and be that guy, then that would be significant.
The thing I'll say about Juicen is, I mean, he's got to be pretty damn good because Hutch usually – I mean, they're okay usually, yeah. But they're not ever – they haven't won the national championship in like 25 years.
23 years.
Yeah, and they host the tournament. So it's like that yeah. – it would you would think that they would be more in the contention more often.
This reminds me, and you're too young for this, a lot of our listeners around my age and older will remember the name Tyrone Appleton. Ty Appleton was his name. He was one of the top JUCO point guards in the country in the McDermott era. And this was midway through the McDermott era. And it came down to Iowa State and Kansas for him. I don't know where he went. Will you look that up real quick?
It says Kansas.
Well, he did go to Kansas. Where was he at JUCO? Was he at Kansas?
Oh, Midland.
Okay.
Midland, yeah. Texas.
And he chose Kansas over Iowa, and he never played hardly. Like he had little to no career.
Oh, I remember this kid. I watched him play at the at the tournament. Yeah.
My whole point is I feel like Juicen could be in that category where if he goes there, he's like eighth or ninth man on that roster because they lose some guys, but as you well know with Kansas, he reloads.
Right.
He would come in and be one of the men at Iowa State, him and Donovan and Wigginton.
That's like, what it doesn't make any sense to me if you're going to be – if you're a JUCO guy and you're going to Kansas, like you only have 2 years.
Yes.
But they – and every single year you are putting yourself in a position where they could go sign the number two recruit in the country and it's like a five-star power forward. All of a sudden you're on the bench, you know.
Correct. So I think that it's – I think it's significant here – that Iowa State was the first high major to offer him.
Yeah.
I think that's very significant. We'll see. Iowa State likes where they sit right now. But, I mean, Kansas is still Kansas. And that young man living in the state of Kansas.
Right.
How many times has he been to Allen Fieldhouse? I don't know. I know that Bill Self has been to Hutch a couple times. That's significant as well. That's really all we have with basketball recruiting right now because
– Do you think they're going to end up taking a high school kid?
Maybe. That Alex Yetna.
Yeah, Alexis Yetna.
Alexis Yetna.
Yeah.
I think that's a possibility. I would lean against them taking a high school kid at this point.
Okay.
I would lean against that unless the right – it's really hard to hit on high school spring prospects.
So if you had to guess, what would you say – would be the makeup of those four scholarships?
I would say they get two JUCOs, a sit-out, and a grad transfer.
Okay. That's probably what I would guess as well.
That's my guess as to how this goes down.
And I think if they get a sit-out, I would think that they're going to try and – that'd be like a shoot for the moon type guy.
Correct. Absolutely. You know?
Like get the best
I
can get.
I just know that their mentality with grad transfers, and I think perhaps the Holden deal spooked them a little bit. They're going to bring in a grad transfer if they think they can help right away. And if they think it's a bit of a project, I think that they're thinking more long-term.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure that we'll hear again this type of situation where it was like when we were in November. And it's like these guys are going to be better in February than they are in November. Like they want them to be good in November.
Yeah, because I think they realize the type of team they have. And they need guys who are dudes who can go in there and play in November.
For sure.
So that's my guess. I would guess two JUCOs, a sit-out, and a grad.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed as well.
Who knows? A lot can change. All right, let's go to football here on the Heartland Flags on the Trail podcast, spring game week. Bunch of guys on campus over the weekend, Jared. Do we any news? I mean, anybody nearing a commitment? What's the latest on football recruiting?
Well, there weren't any commitments over the weekend, but I'd say you know, of this list of guys, there's Sterling Galbon, who's a receiver, or I think it's Galbon, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a receiver from Texas. I would say that he's probably the most likely one of that list to maybe jump into the class here in the next couple weeks. I'm hopefully going to talk to him here in the next couple days, but his offer list is mostly Ivy League schools.
I saw that in your preview.
Yeah. But if you watch his film, I mean, he's a pretty impressive little player, and he's got some interest from some bigger schools.
He's a 5'10", 175-pound white wide receiver out of Texas.
Yeah, and he's got interest from Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, but
see Boise on there.
Florida, you know, like you take that for what it's worth, since they're not offers, but I would say if there's anybody that's going to jump into the class here in the next couple weeks, he would be a prime suspect.
This guy just, and I'm completely stereotyping him here because of the Ivy League offers. He seems to fit the Matt Campbell mold pretty well.
For sure.
Campbell always tells me that what he wants are guys who are, you know, he talks discipline and all that stuff. And if this young man has offers from Columbia, Cornell, and Dartmouth, I think he'll fit right in with what Matt Campbell is looking for. I don't know how good of a football player he is. I'm just
He's rated as a 2-star by 247, which I think that's kind of bringing down his composite score a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I would not be surprised if through the summer, maybe even into the fall, he'll see his ratings go up. He'll have a better offer list in December than he does right now, for sure.
Interesting.
But yeah, he's one name that I would say that will be worth watching pretty closely here over the next couple weeks, next month or so.
Okay.
The next guy that was pretty notable, I'd say, that they got on campus is this Will Lawrence. He's an offensive tackle from Tennessee, and his offer list is impressive. Arizona State, LSU, Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio State. You know, it's pretty much a who's who of Power 5 programs that have offered him. And Iowa State just offered him early last week. Yeah, a week and a half ago or so. And then they got him on campus here pretty quickly. So I would say that definitely shows that there's some mutual interest there for him to come up on his own dime.
Another name that stands out to me from that list was Max Duggan.
Yeah.
The 2019 quarterback out of
– I think it's Dugan, actually.
Are you positive? When I was at KMA, I always called his dad Duggan, and nobody ever – because his name was Jim Duggan, and everybody always
– Yeah, you could be right.
Literally in 3 years, I covered St. Albert.
Yeah, for sure.
And I called him that for 3 years.
He's the coach – is his dad the coach at Lewis Central now?
Yeah, he's the head coach.
Yeah. He was at St. Albert before?
St. Albert, yeah.
Okay.
Because he coached the Waters boys.
Okay.
Jake Waters, who's
now at Iowa State.
At Iowa State. That's who I need for a pod.
It would have been nice to...
That's an off-season podcast, me and Jake Waters, and we can go through the old glory days at St. Albert.
You should ask him how disappointed he was that Iowa State didn't want him.
Well, we'll talk about it. Anyway, because I'd love to hear Jake on the record talking about it, but he... I have a lot of connections over there.
Yeah, for sure.
And, I mean, all I kept hearing the whole time when he was at Iowa Western, like, is he wanted to play for Rhodes.
Yeah.
Because he saw the speech. He saw the so proud, and, like, it hooked him.
He came to Ames and
kicked Rhodes' ass.
Ripped the hearts out of Cyclones.
I was bummed. I mean, I called their championship games. When they and in basketball too, when him and his brother Matt were just such a hell of a tandem.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. And so, anyways, back to the Duggan kid. That's actually a really good connection for Iowa State to have Jake Waters on staff, because Jake Waters played for Max Duggan's dad.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see.
And Max Duggan's dad, just so people know, is like a legendary high school coach in Iowa.
Yeah,
on the western side of the state.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see with him too, because I mean he's a stud athlete, like all around. I think. He's one of the best, one of the better sprinters that they have over in that area of the state as well.
Didn't
so.
The Duggins move? I'm almost positive that the Duggan family moved to Texas. His dad got a high school job in Texas and then moved back to Council Bluffs because they just weren't happy and they wanted to be back in Iowa.
That could be. I think he's only been the coach there for a couple of years.
Well, he's been there at least three or four. Jim's been in Lewis Central.
Is our Clarinda connection still on the staff
yeah,
there?
Yeah, Jess Bond is a friend of both of ours. He was in my wedding, actually. He's the special teams coordinator there, and I always talk to him about Duggan, and he's in love with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a heck of a
he's
player.
In love with him.
I mean, he's probably the best football player in Western Iowa right now, at least close to it.
I think so.
Okay, except for maybe the kid from Sabian Clark from Sioux City Healing. He's a running back that Iowa State's been on as
well. He's a stud. And then what about this Cam Baker kid?
Oh, yeah. And then Cam Baker, he doesn't have an offer from Iowa State yet, but he's
another Council Bluffs kid, right?
Yeah, he goes to TJ.
Which is
not quite at the same level
you don't get – now, Iowa State had a TJ guy Who was that? He was pretty good, actually. A Thomas Jefferson kid back in the late Chizik, early Rhodes years, whatever. But who's this Cam Baker kid? Do you think he'll get an offer?
I would say, I mean, he's a 2019 kid as well. But here, as a sophomore, he ran for 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns and then had 35 tackles and had 35 tackles as a linebacker. So he's going to be a guy that's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, he's like – he's big for being a sophomore in high school. I got to see how big he is again. 6'1", 175.
That's a nice-looking kid.
Yeah. And he's a really good wrestler, so I'd say that he'll be somebody that'll be interesting to watch, probably on the defensive side of the ball, but he's only a sophomore still, so he's another 2019 kid.
Okay.
Got to watch over here in the next couple of years. He was on campus this weekend. He doesn't have an offer, but somebody mentioned him to me.
I got you.
By name. Wow. As a guy to watch, as, you know, a notable that, person that's going to be on campus.
That's always a pretty good sign, and I'm sure we'll see him at camp here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
In the next couple of months. Okay, what's going on at the spring game on Saturday? I know that we're still working on getting actual names.
Yeah.
But are they expecting a good crowd of visitors?
Yeah, I think they're expecting a handful of guys. And this is, you know, obviously the spring game's always a really good time to get some of your top guys up on campus. Two that I know for sure that are going to be here, David Dawson will be here.
Oh, the big man from Michigan?
Yeah, grad transfer from Michigan. So that'll be a good sign to get him on campus. And then I saw Dan Sichterman tweeted that he was a signee in the class. He's going to be here too.
Okay.
But throughout the rest of the week, I'll get some more names of guys that are going to be on campus.
Have you heard anything about Khalil Rogers?
No, I haven't.
Because the night that went down, I think I sent out 6 text messages to all my contacts, and I heard back from one of them.
Yeah.
I think they were pretty pissed off about how that happened.
I would imagine that they probably were. Yeah.
I don't know if they knew it was coming either.
Well, it seemed like it was really out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's the impression that I got.
I think it's crappy to commit to somewhere and seem like you're pretty on board, and then just all of a sudden one day you're like, I'm not going there anymore.
I get it that – I mean, I understand, the kid's rights, and he has 1 year. And
I think he has some kind of family thing
that's going on as well. Yeah, there's stuff that happens.
Yeah.
But I also – I've watched this happen to Iowa State twice in 2 years under Campbell.
Yeah.
And I guess, maybe I could also take it – well, you know what you're getting into if you're getting into that market. This could happen. But it's just – it's crazy to me that there's no sort of protection at all.
Yeah.
I know that they're just signing financial aid agreements and you can get out of those and they're not binding and all that.
If you're Dawson, wouldn't you be kind of pissed? Because I know that they were buddies all the way back
to high school. Did you see that
tweet
he fired off?
Yeah.
Right after it. So he seemed a little – we need to talk to Dawson.
That might be
– Saturday.
Yeah, definitely.
See if we can get a hold of him.
For sure.
Because I'd love to get just his
– I think I might patrol the sidelines during the spring game instead of sitting up in the press box.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
I'm doing so you guys are going to cover me, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the spring game because I do the St. Baldrick's thing. It's why I have a mohawk right now.
I think I might come down on Saturday
you should.
Night. Yeah.
You'd enjoy it.
Yeah. Now that I live in Ankeny, it's easier to do things like that.
And then you can just Uber home.
Right.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
So our deal is on Saturday, and I've done a lot to organize it and stuff, and it's just such a busy day. And so what I'm going to do is me and some of the guys who are working on the St. Baldrick's thing are just going to bring my truck up and we're going to tailgate.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to watch I honestly will probably only get to watch a little bit of the game and then I'll watch the rest on Cyclones TV that night. I'm assuming that they're going to post it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would assume that they will. But I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'm just going to go sit in the stands, man.
There you go.
I haven't sat in the stands at Jack Trice Stadium since 2003, 2004.
That was a long time ago.
McCartney's last game was the last time I did it. And I actually took a day off that day because I wanted to just soak it all in when they beat Missouri. And a Missouri fan would tell you that Missouri got screwed in that game, which I think they might have. But whatever.
We don't trust Missouri fans anyway.
No, we don't. Okay, real quick, as we wrap this up, couple guys were in town yesterday.
They had a huge group of guys from Michigan. They were all here from Belleville.
Why were they just driving through? Or?
Well, I think they were going through a bunch of different schools because they went to Iowa as well. But one of the guys that was notable was 2019 receiver Julian Barnett. He's got some He's got an offer from Iowa State. He's got a couple other offers as well. There were some other guys that were like that were pretty big name recruits, but I don't think that there are anybody that's like that Iowa State's really gonna have much of a chance with.
I got you.
So I'd say that yeah, Julian Barnett was the big one. Here, you gotta pull up this 6'2", 175 pound receiver. Also has offers from Auburn, Georgia, Woo! Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan State, Missouri. Yeah. So he's going to be a guy that's probably going to see his recruitment heat up here over the next, year.
I think it's already
2 years
up
still.
From what you just told me.
Yeah, for sure. We'll heat up even more.
Good stuff. And then
They offered another guy, Davian Williams. That was his 9th offer. Looks like he's a pretty good basketball player too, because when I actually searched his name, basketball is what came up first.
Interesting.
Instead of football. So, yeah. Couple guys got some offers. Got a guy that had an offer already on campus. But, yeah, there's a big group of guys that came in from that one school and checked out the campus.
Good stuff. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Guys, stay tuned tomorrow. Jared and I will have a spring game preview podcast. Everything you guys need to watch for on Saturday at the spring game. Thanks to Heartland Flags for sponsoring this week's On the Trail podcast. Now that Jared's back, we plan on doing this more regularly. It'll be me some weeks. It'll be Adam Gray some weeks. We'll figure it out, but it's always good to talk recruiting here at CycloneFanatic.com. Have a fantastic Tuesday.